House Oversight Reform and Ethics Committee Chairman Representative Tom McMillan last week announced legislation that would require all public employee salaries and benefits exceeding $100,000 and all severance packages to be posted publicly online. He's on the other end of our line. Representative, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. When I saw this legislation, I guess I was I felt dumb because I already thought that information was available.
Well, I mean, if you spend a ton of time FOIAing some of this stuff, you might be able to find, although there's a lot of stonewalling going on, economic stonewalling in FOIA, which my committee's going to look at the FOIA laws and make them more friendly to transparency as well. But that being said, no, I mean, there's nothing. We did pass something a couple of years ago that requires the schools that have people making over 100 grand to post them online. This would include the benefits if it, you know, you include that, plus all the severance deals. So, you know, the whole Turquia Mullins stuff going on in Wayne County. I think the Wayne County executive has 187 appointments that are over $100,000. And it's just more transparency. And, you know, the House already does this. We put all of our names and salaries online for all of our staff and everybody and our benefits online. So it's just more transparency. And it's in my committee, so I guarantee you, Tony, the chair is going to give it a hearing. And I would imagine it'll move.
Well, you mentioned Wayne County. It's been crazy what's going on down there, the amount of money that so many people are making. And now that that's come to light, I would imagine you've got some concern about that.
Well, yeah, and I've been working a little bit with John Olumba, the Democrat from Detroit, and he's real interested. So he co-sponsored this bill, and you know, it's you know, elected officials like myself have to be careful jumping to conclusions. But boy, I mean, it really is sure walking and quacking like a duck, and there's a lot of stuff. It just seems like the tip of the iceberg, and. You know, it is an opportunity when things like this arise in the public's eye to say, you know what, we really need something to prevent this from going on anywhere in the state, not just in Wayne County.
You mentioned the Freedom of Information Act. Tell me about some of the other concerns that you have with FOIA.
Well, I mean, there's clearly economic stonewalling going on, which means that, you know, they charge instead of 10 cents a copy, they charge 50 cents per page or 40 cents or... They say that, you know, our cheapest person to do this that you're going to pay for is a $200 an hour attorney. So, you know, everything. I've been working in bloggers. You know, we're in a new 21st century. We've got a lot of so-called investigators that are now bloggers and people that are just citizens that, you know, don't have a ton of money and resources, but they still have the time to go in and do some looking around and nosing around, and I just think we got to encourage that. So I've been working with, you know, Michigan Association of Broadcasters and various other Michigan Messenger when they were around. I was working close with them, and we're gonna, you know, whether it's also the fines for ignoring FOIA intentionally is like $500, and so we've got to increase, you know, those kind of things when they do something flagrantly. And if your listeners have any other ideas, they should contact my office because we're going to open up FOIA and really make it a lot more friendly for the citizen watchdog.
Representative, in talking about the Public Employee Compensation Disclosure Act, that's House Bill 5196.
Yep.
We were talking about Wayne County and Executive Robert Fracano and the severance package that was given to Wayne County Airport Authority CEO. She's now gone from that position, Turquia Mullins. I found a couple of remarks you made about this bill interesting. It's the people's money, and the people deserve to see how it's spent. It's remarkable how well-behaved government officials can be when they spend the people's money, and how they do that is exposed out in the open for all to see. Ain't that the truth?
It is. And, you know, they've always had reasons why they can't let the people see how the money's being spent. But again, we should demand this. I mean, we're in the 21st century. It doesn't cost a lot to put things up online. And it's something that I've had a real interest in for years. And, you know, just a lot of the shining the light into what goes on in government, I think, is just healthy, and we need to be aggressive. And I'm going to be extremely aggressive in this. And the governor has had an interest and shown a strong interest in transparency. He's a CPA like me. So, you know, it's all about measurements and metrics, and if you, you know, if you open it up so people can see that what you're measuring is right, and you know, you just there shouldn't be anything to hide.
Where is this bill as we speak?
It's in my committee. The speaker referred it to my oversight committee. So, like I said, I can't say that we're going to get to it by the end of the year, but surely when we get back, I would say that, you know, in the first month or two, we'll have a hearing. I can't imagine people are going to stand up and say, you know, that's the other thing, is that transparency is very widely popular, because it should be. And so, you know, even colleagues on the other side know that, I mean, a lot of them want transparency, but those that may be a little more concerned, they know better than to say that people shouldn't see how the money's being spent. So this is something that should move.
From your perspective, do we need a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
You know, I have not. I'm a CP again, and I actually did. No, I haven't been able to see. There's no pro formas. So, you know, when you want to do a $2 billion project, usually you say, here are my assumptions. Well, I honestly did one as best I could on an Excel spreadsheet, and they'd have to take every car and truck that goes over that bridge, get it all over to the new bridge, plus increase that traffic by 900% in the next 30 years in order to, you know, have a $2 billion project, in order to pay back the debt. So I just, you know, somebody needs to show, I guess the supporters, if they really are supporters, they should at least put forward a pro forma and say, here's our assumptions. And nobody will. They won't do it.
Well, the governor's in favor of this, and what you've been taught, what you just spoke of, is what we've been talking about on the program. We keep hearing that this project isn't going to cost taxpayers one dime, but basically the money is being loaned to us from Canada, and we're going to pay it back in fees from people using the bridge. But the numbers seem to be skewed, because the people who were for it say, yes, this is the amount of money we'll make, and then we have folks like you who are saying, well, geez, the math doesn't add up.
Well, just I would just say, show us the math. I mean, good people can differ on assumptions. Is the inflation rate going to be 1% or 4%? Is the traffic flow going to increase by 50% or 500%? We can all disagree on assumptions, but you ought to at least put those assumptions forward. And that debt from Canada is only $500 million. There's still $1.5 billion that, you know, Canada's not going to loan. And so they may have a first mortgage on the deal. Yeah, they're going to get their money back. But what about the rest of the $1.5 billion?
It sounds like that if they can't make the math work, then this bridge may not be built.
I would hope that that's how government works. That's how the private sector works. You know, if you want to put in other different variables and say, well, we're gonna put our voters or our citizens on the line for another $500 million or $1 billion. However, it's important to have a second span. You know, I mean, we can have that debate, but nobody's talking about that. And I think if they were, we just need an honest, show us the numbers. The supporters have been in my office. I said, just show us the numbers. It's dangerous. I know that people don't like putting forward their assumptions, because then it can be picked apart. But you got to do it. We're talking about $2 billion and the people's money.
We've been talking with State Representative Tom McMillan. Thanks so much, Representative.
Hey, thank you, Tony. Anytime.